2017 saw a handful of magazine editors stepping down from publications including Vanity Fair, Elle, and Time. Meredith Corp also bought Time Inc. last year, adding such titles as Sports Illustrated and People. To walk me through some of the changes taking place in the magazine industry, I'm joined by Keith J. Kelly. He writes the Media Inc. column for the New York Post. And Keith, have you been noticing things changing generally over the past few years?
Oh, yeah. Totally everybody now, a big push. For the last 5 years is doing digital. They recognize that the downturn in print advertising wasn't just a cyclical downturn as it had been through previous recessions and slow times, that this was a systemic change in the way advertisers were doing business. So they've been trying to adopt their own business model to accommodate what the advertisers want. And that means more digital, more video, more podcast, over-the-top programming, things of that nature.
Does it also mean more up-to-the-minute or up-to-the-day kind of content as opposed to once a week?
Definitely. I mean, websites are going round the clock now. We've had round the clock news for years. I mean, they always had wire services, so it's not necessarily new, but the manner in which they're offering it up and the variety of stuff that's going out is new and improved and different and exciting. The realization is that most of the people are going to start getting news and information and entertainment over their phones. So they have to adopt a model that works. And that's the $64,000 question. Nobody knows what works.
As the saying goes, there has been a lot of ink spilled on discussing the demise of newspapers and some of the challenges that they have faced. Have magazines been in the same boat? Have magazines faced some of the same challenges? And have we seen magazines go under like we have in some cases with newspapers?
Some magazines have gone under. They're all experiencing less print-centric advertising. To some extent, they're somewhat more insulated than the newspapers because the newspapers, classified advertising, once was the base category, totally migrated to the web and is never coming back. Magazines know, for the most part, who their subscribers were, so they can fine-tune their offerings to advertisers. The problem they have, though, is they don't have the same critical mass as, say, Facebook and Google.
What do you think that the sale of Time Inc. to Meredith says about the state of the industry right now?
It's a lot of different things. One of them is that when Time Inc. got spun off from Time Warner, it just had too much damn debt. Time Warner saddled Time Inc. with $1.4 billion in debt to pay for acquisitions that Time Warner said they made. Now, the problem is most of those acquisitions were worth nowhere near what they paid for them 20 years ago. So whereas Time is a bigger company than Meredith, it's the smaller fish now devouring Time Inc. And that's because they were hobbled by the debt. So it says as much about financing as anything else.
Well, do you think that the magazine industry will see somewhat of what we've seen in other forms of media where there's a number of companies that are sort of merging and buying each other, and that in the end, there will be far fewer companies, but those companies will be larger than what we had seen in the past?
Totally, yes. There's industry consolidation. The digital already upended how, years ago, how the music industry went, totally destroyed the old model. And now it's been rebuilt. It's not the same as it once was, but it is a different model, and there's still music, and it's still working. Print is going through a big transformation right now. There'll definitely be consolidations. There's no reason to have, 15 companies duplicating, HR and accounting and circulation and whatnot. There'll be smaller, more powerful companies, more targeted media, and that's just making things more efficient. It still has to solve the problem, though, of making digital pay for itself. And that's the big question. Just loading everything you have onto digital doesn't solve all your problems, unfortunately. We wish it was that easy.
Well, I mean, how long a process do you think this might take to sort of shake out where the industry is going to be going forward?
Well, the big print companies, most of them are still making money. Time Inc. is still profitable. The problem was their economies of scale. I'll say 15 years ago, they made over $1 billion, $1.2 billion in profit. Today, they're making $400 million. Even with their downsizings, they haven't gotten rid of 2/3 of their staff. So they're still overstaffed, and their pay scales are still based on a more historical model. I know somebody who is an executive of a company that had gone completely bankrupt and said once they touched bottom, this was an old legacy print company, which is now all digital. He says once they touched bottom, they could transform. The problem with Time Inc. is they had not yet really reached rock bottom, so they couldn't totally get rid of the debt. And they still make money, just not at the scale that they used to.
Keith J. Kelly writes the Media Inc. column for the New York Post.